This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
And I agree with him 100%. He said he believes that God has a work in this nation for both of us to do together, which I agree 100% with. I've listened to him. We come from the same spiritual lineage, from the same stock. Let us welcome, for the first time, to WAFMEC, Dr. David Ogweli.
Wow. Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you, for Pastor Poju, for bringing me here. What I'm taking with me is more than whatever I'm giving. This is an apostolic center. Many years ago, just 1 minute, we had one in Benin. I was one of those egos that came out of it. So those of us that couldn't reach Tulsa, you Papa in Tulsa cannot put an event, you put a program. Are you crazy? This is what God is doing here. January, this should be like a Mecca here in Lagos. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because it's an apostolic and prophetic center. Actually, in those days, you get to Benin, all the people you are reading in books, you get to see them. You get the direction you need. All we have to do is just go home and start implementation. While I was looking forward to when we could be in Tulsa for camp meeting, I want to honor you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm one of the people that have been blessed by your life and ministry and effort. First Lady, so glad to be back home. This is home. This is home. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for a brand new year. Grant me utterance and simplicity. Such clarity that even a baby will be able to understand. Yet infuse life and power in those simple words that they will cause major transformation in everybody's life. Take us beyond principles to manifestations. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Ah, Pastor Poju, I'm seeing you. Last December, I flew into Nigeria a day to the event. Apostle Lumen. Thank you for that message. All of us will agree that the body of Christ in Nigeria and the whole of Africa needs that. Let me leave that alone. Let me leave it for now. Even as far as US, they now know us for, I don't know, whether it's Nigeria or Ghanaians, which ones are worse when it comes to the Balan type of prophecy. Okay, since you have started on the prophetic, I will also go prophetic. The supernatural has three dimensions. The first level, the entrance level, is faith. If you want to see things happen, you have to be schooled in the dynamics of faith. And I'm trusting God in a few minutes so that we can activate a few things for everybody, because we're in a new year. We have a new calendar, 12 months calendar before us. If you don't have goals set, if you don't have things you want to achieve clearly written down, the power of faith will achieve very little for you. Faith, put it up, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I'm sure we all know it. Just like a husband cannot produce a child without a wife, faith cannot produce without hope. So what hope does is to set the direction, set the target, set the deliverables. Because it's expectation. Hope includes your dreams and your visions. It includes your goals. So hope sets the target while faith achieves it. So if you don't have things clearly, because it's the evidence of things. Amazingly, this morning, we're starting an aspect of our college. There's a, I went to school to go and study a type of education we wanted to bring to Nigeria. We looked at what India did to move their country forward. They invested, among other things, in technology, in technical education. Not technical education, in technology. The Indian Institute of Technology made a major difference. They studied MIT in the U.S., but sometimes some people even think that they have even surpassed MIT, or at least met that standard. So America now imports people from India. I was in Harvard, and I noticed that half of the lecturers, and I'm Indians, many of the departments are the ones running. Almost every company I go to, I'm making one inquiry, Indians. Now, China also did their own. They didn't just invest in technology there also. So, I've been trying to preach to those who are running for election to make that one of our major policies in this coming season. So we decided to start small. So we're praying for funds because it's a huge. And then people will pray. They will call for some huge amount of money, but not specific. Say, Lord, send it. It doesn't work because faith is the substance of things. The same way if you go to the bank and tell the bank, give me money. They don't give you anything until you specify the amount. That's how you have to have clear target if you want the power of God to deliver. So, for example, if you are sick, you wonder why sometimes Jesus will ask them, somebody is crying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Because have mercy is not yet specific. So he will ask them that question to get clarity. What do you want me to do for you? Then the man will either say that I might receive my sight or that I might receive. So sometimes in healing services, I help people narrow it. That's why you hear like point of contact, touch your hand wherever is hurting you. It's to help your faith focus. Because like laser beam, you focus that power. It can. So I was explaining to them, even this morning, a few billions we need to build. We're building university, but we want to build certain targeted whatever that will help our country. It's part of the gift I want to leave for my country, especially. But talking about money, give us the money, doesn't work until you specify. It's better that you break your budget down into three, into five, and ask for one-fifth. You get it, you go for another, than to ask in vague. Faith is the substance of things, hopeful. The evidence of things not seen. Okay, so that's the entrance level. And there is a lot, because we're in the house of faith, there's a lot to deal with there. The reason I'm mentioning this is because I want to help us do manifestations right now. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Ephesians 1 3. Yeah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. This is powerful. Everything we need has been provided. There is only one small challenge there, the location. I live on earth. But the provisions that Christ made for me are where? In the heavenly place. Okay. So how do I manifest them here? That's what we call the law of conversion. So I'm going to show you five laws of conversion now. It doesn't matter what it is. Healing, whatever it is. They're in the heavenly places. But I live on earth. Many years ago, I asked the Lord, why did you keep them in heavenly places? He said, because their account is still with Jesus' name. He said, that's the only signature that makes the withdrawal. I said, I thought they are my inheritance. You should put it in my name. He said, the last time I put it in man's name, Satan stole it. That's what happened in the garden. So we put it in his name. So the principle is, whatsoever you ask the Father, in what? Put my signature there. But the difference now is that he gave us the authority to sign his signature. He gave us the right to use his name. He gave us the right, the power of attorney to act on his behalf. So we can sign it. And the bank will honor it. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Right now. Okay. Okay. So, at the beginning of the year like this, where people have dreams, goals, and all kinds of things before them, I like sometimes to go back to the subject of conversion. Because if you live here in Lagos and you're moving to US, and you don't have plan of coming back for a number of years, let's say 10 years, 20 years, then in US they don't spend naira. They don't spend naira there. So what are you going to do to your bank account? You convert it to that other currency. Okay. Okay. So we have to convert from heaven's currency to earthly currency. And the moment you do, you have manifestations. You have manifestations. You have manifestations. You have manifestations. If you get the five laws I show you now, you will start walking in the miraculous. You start walking in the miraculous. And then you can start helping others. Okay. I'm looking for the fastest. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 37. Let me come from there. I think it can, at least it captured either five or at least four of them. So let's see. Ezekiel 37. Here is the valley filled with dry bones. So sometimes I call this the tools of prophetic dominion. They're actually the laws of faith. So the supernatural has three levels. The first level is faith. That's the entrance level. There is another level beyond that, which is the spirit realm, the anointing. Faith will bring you there. But a man that is under the anointing will get faster result than a man that is just starting. Yes, he will. But faith ultimately catches up with him. And if you have the foundation of faith, then the things that the anointing manifests, you can sustain. There are times I walk into meetings. It can be crusade, it can be anything. No preaching, no whatever. Because normally, faith starts by hearing. You give people something, and then they can believe based on foundation. But I walk in, the move of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Spirit are on. No preaching, no nothing. And before I know it, thousands of people are healed. People are coming out of witchcraft, blind eyes are getting healed. But we have not preached. And in those, there were days when we would never preach that night. The problem with such people who started from that level, collecting manifestations, is that if they don't have a word foundation, you watch them after a while, some of them lose what they've collected. So the word foundation, the faith foundation, is critical. in venturing into any other thing beyond that. Of course, the third level is the realm of the glory, the realm of the presence of God, the manifest presence of God. At that realm, everything is present. Faith is present without having to go through knowledge. Because you don't just have the measure of faith given to believers. There is the spirit of faith, and there is even the gift of faith. Hello. It's like wisdom. There is a spirit of wisdom that can be imparted. Yet wisdom is the final product of knowledge that has been digested and is now being applied. You can go through the process, start with knowledge, and go all the way to when you have started application, you mature. You now have wisdom in that field. But then wisdom can be imparted, because it's also a spirit. That's how faith is. So you can get a woman in a village that has not known all the things we know in the world of faith. Eh? But for some reason, she hears about, she just connects. It might even be just somebody's testimony. And she just connects. And she experiences something, such a manifestation of the power of God, and somebody that has been going through the ABCD is still, and you wonder why. Of course, there are cases where there are even unbelievers. So, because we're talking about, the move of God, the move of God, we have to, the holistic picture has to start coming in. Ezekiel chapter 37. Let me show you something. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the valley, which was filled with dry bones. Okay, think about this situation that was hopeless. It's not only that the people are dead, decayed, now dry bones. Yes, continue. And the bones were very dry. Caused me to pounce round about them, and behold, there were very many in the open field, and they were very dry. Okay, verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can this bone live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Verse 4. And again he said to me, prophesy. Okay, the first law of the prophetic is activation, prophetic activation. Prophetic activation. And this is what will put you in the second dimension instead of starting from the bottom line. This is different. What this man did when he was asked to prophesy is different from confession of faith. The word of God has many dimensions. You have the logos, for example. But the word of God is also prophetic. So I meet my friends from the U.S. who are from the Word of Faith, and I meet some of them who were part of that movement for many years, and sometimes I see them struggling. And Papa Hagin understood something higher dimension than what some of them took. Abraham was the father of faith. I wonder how many books of the Bible he read since Moses wrote Genesis. I know about the book of Enoch. He was older than Abraham, so probably that's the one he read. He didn't read Genesis. So, and if he didn't read Genesis, he didn't read most of the 66 books. Some people also argue about the book of Job. I don't know. That he was older, I don't know, or contemporary of Abraham, I don't know. Yet, he had the level of faith that we are all now studying in the classroom. How do you get such faith? Everyone say activation. This realm of activation, it comes from spending time with God. It is a product of communion. You see, there is one thing to read about Pastor David. It's another thing to fellowship with Pastor David, who will know more about me. Eh? Eh? Now, am I downplaying the word? Anybody downplays the word is... Okay, let's use a softer word. Stupid almost came out. So look for something. Something better. Activation. Prophetic activation. Isaiah 40. I think Apostle ended at that point. Maybe we should look at it. Isaiah 40. They that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not. In the place of prayer, in the place of fellowship with him, in the place of spending time with him, and then also in the place of worship, in the place of koinonia, in the place of, there is an impregnation that happens. Like when a man is with his wife in the room. And that impregnation is the spirit of faith. That's the first law. So many of us from the word of faith miss that angle, because we can easily read the logos, take it and start confessing. And sometimes you are confessing one thing, 5 years have passed. I did all that. I still do it. There is a level ahead of that. This level, the man that speaks, speaks under the anointing. It's different from just putting seeds everywhere, then waiting for rain to fall. This one is causing rain and then planting your seed. So you know the difference in terms of getting to the end result. The man that first gets water on the ground and then put his seed, and the other man that operates on dry ground, but one day, in the course of that confession, because he will finally catch up, he will break in there. And at that moment, fertilization will happen. Apostle, you see, that person that studies ovulation period, the woman's cycle, and shoots his ball in, if it's 4 days, shoot. And the other man that shoots anyhow, who is likely to get the result we are looking for, pregnancy? So, prophetic activation. So, you see now, whether there is revival in our country, whether there is revival in the world, whether there is revival in Africa, I live in revival because I know this secret. You cannot spend time with him and not come out with his... He is the living water. He is Zoe. He is the anointing. He is the glory. All of those things we are learning, he is all of them personified. I'm talking about, he is faith personified. He will impregnate you with himself. You know what happens to foam when you put it in water? What happens when you bring it out? Anywhere you touch it is dripping what? Water. The more you spend time in the presence of God, there's something about man, the way God made us. We are not just made to reflect his glory. We are also made to absorb it. The Bible said Moses wist not that his countenance shone, his face was now shining while he spent time with God. His personality so absorbed God's presence that when he came out, people started running. He later found out why they were running. He wasn't aware what was happening to his face. His face was now glowing.
So prophetic activation, you can do it with worship, you can do it. This place is already activated. But you will notice that in your daily life, there will be mornings you wake up, you are not in this atmosphere. Am I correct? So here now we can speak, things will happen. This place is already electrified. But there will be days in your life where this is not. So you have to create it. The secret of creation in Genesis chapter 1 is that first of all, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then God, we must learn to create that movement so that our walls will stop falling on the ground. You want to operate in healing ministry, powerful deliverance, you want to operate in the miraculous, this is where the key, the hidden secret is. So activation, and then activation leads to infusion, prophetic infusion. You call it impartation, not a human being laying hands on you now. What that foam does to water, that's the second level of the prophetic. And when that infusion, God breathes into you, you absorb His glory, you absorb His presence so much, you become aware of it. There are different ways to be aware of it. There is a tangible way where the power of God is on you. The man started by saying, and the hand of God was upon me. If you go Ezekiel, bring Ezekiel, without the hand of God, going there confessing, dry bone, you will leave dry bone. Who knows? He might leave after 10 years. Who knows? He might leave. Maybe one or two might get up after 5 years. Watch, for example, Bill Wilson. He preaches on that heavy anointing. And when he gets in there, I've also watched him when the car is starting a little. Those declarations that are creative will not happen when that car is in potential energy. You have to turn that potential energy to kinetic before you can create. This is one missing link I've seen. So you can take the word of God, sit in the presence of God. Don't just, you know, take the logos. Sit there with meditation, with interaction, until the rhema opens. So you have the first law of the prophetic is activation. The second law is infusion, impartation. The presence of God comes on you. The anointing comes upon you. The hand of God comes upon you. Whatever language you like to use there. Then the third level is revelation. Then he carried me in the spirit of the Lord. It was even the spirit that carried him and showed him the valley filled with dry bones. Now, everywhere in scripture, you will notice one of the first things that happens with impartation is revelation starts flowing. The word now moves from logos to rhema. If it's the Bible you are studying, it's no more just the written word, the ordinary letter. The word gets quickened. It starts talking to you. All of a sudden, that book gains a voice. It gains a convicting power. Because the Hebrew said, the word of God is quick and powerful. Those two dimensions will come up. It's alive. So that's the job of the anointing, to cause the quickening of the word. And then there could be other types of revelation. Intuitive information will start coming. The small C voice can be activated. It doesn't matter which one. Or it will just be the inner knowing. You just know. You just know. It might be a scripture you have heard before. It might be a message you have heard before. But at this moment it gets quickened. It is at this third level that speaking now starts. Speaking is the fourth stage. If you want to speak to create like God, and Jesus said, the Son can of Himself do nothing. And I have realized that it's true. The Son, this is John chapter 5, 19. The Son can of himself do nothing. But whatsoever he seeth the Father do, that also does the Son. He even went ahead to say that days are coming when the Father will show him some other things that will lead to raising the dead on a new level. Because as the Father raises the dead, so does the Son. So behind the miracles of Jesus are rhema words, are revelation knowledge. When I'm given a word on a particular situation, or when the word of God, the scripture, is quickened to me on a particular situation, it's a work of. It's different from when I'm trying to apply it as logos, just the letter. When I'm giving a rhema, when I'm giving a quickened word on a particular situation, cases. So that's why when you move to level 4 to now declare. Okay, go back there. I think what verse? And he says, Son of man, prophesy to the bones. Again, he says to me, Son of man, prophesy to these bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus said the Lord unto this bone. You don't have to add that thus said the Lord, though. You don't have to add it for somebody to know that you're prophesying. We're talking about legislating. We're talking about declaration. There were times Moses did it. He didn't say, thus said the Lord. He just said, by tomorrow. He's talking to Pharaoh. These are the things that will happen. You will wake up, frogs are going to cover your whole city. So. But Moses is not just confessing the word. Moses has spent time with who? That's how Elijah did it. If you want to know how he locked up that rain, the key, and took the keys and vanished, that's how he did it. Bible says Elijah prayed earnestly. When he sorted out certain things and got to that level, he came out openly. When he met Ahab, there was no need to pray. All he needed to do was to legislate, declare it. And as I prophesied, what happened? Please, I want to close. Yes, he prophesied. And no, go back. Okay. He's still declaring the prophetic word. Behold, I will cause bread to enter you and you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you and I will bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin, put breath in you and you shall live. Okay, verse 7. And so, everybody read verse 7, 1-2, go. So I prophesied as what? I was commanded. And as I prophesied, what happened? There was noise. Behold, shaking and bones came together, bones to his bones. Then verse 8. And I beheld, lo, sinew and flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And verse 9, and... So let's stop there first, before we move to verse 9. Did the prophetic word work? But did you notice that what he produced was dead people? At that certain time you are spoken, certain result came, but it was not complete. It was like maybe 50% or maybe 60% or whatever. Eh? So what do you do? Everyone say prophesy again. That same law. That same law. We're doing a project. We're trying to buy a company, a car manufacturing company somewhere. And we needed to a couple of billions. Okay. We rose up in the prophetic. Instead of confessing and getting the money in 10 years, we rose up in the prophetic and summoned the funds, and he came. But then when he came 70%. And so we went and made a commitment. But they said, this is the deadline. I said, don't worry yourself about deadline. I know how to bring it. So we went back. God did not finish creating the earth in one day. It took him 6 days. If God Almighty, his faith did not deliver everything at once, don't worry if your faith did not deliver at once. You rebuke two deaf ear, one is hearing, one is not hearing. Lift your hands and thank God for the one that is hearing, then go back and rebuke the... Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You call forth a spouse, finally you are married, but now there is no child. And the same God that brought can also bring. So do it again. Don't move from faith to doubt and switch off the switch of faith. No, don't turn it off. Keep the switch of faith turned on and put the prophetic into operation. Can I hear an amen? I called the job and finally I got the job. But now, there is no car. So, and the places. You have the mother, get the baby. It's the same. So now we have a dead corpse. Go back. I think that will be it. When I beheld, lo, but there was no breath in them. So it was just a valley filled with cadavers. So what do you do? God first spoke, let there be light. There was light, but there was nothing. Water was everywhere, frozen planet. But we have light. Who is the light for? So he had to deal with the water. He spoke again, and water shifted, dry ground appeared. And dry ground appeared, nobody. No trees, no animals. So he spoke again. It took 6 days of speaking to finally get us to stability. I don't care if your own is 7 times of speaking. I don't care if it's 7 days of speaking. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? What did he do? And the instruction said, and I prophesied. Yeah, he said to me, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Said to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds and breathe upon this slain that they may live. And verse 10 said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And what happened? And the breath came. Actually, if you read further, you see that there was one further prophecy. When the breath came, they rose up and became a mighty army. From dry bones to dead corpse to a mighty army. Then he now said, let me also give you the meaning of this message. This is the state of the children of Israel. They said our case is hopeless and all of that. He gave him all that. Then he said, so prophesy to them. The third level, and then he got the complete message. This is the level of speaking. And Isaiah 55 verse 11, God was talking about his word when he sends it forth. He says, so shall be my word that goeth forth out of my mouth. It cannot return back to me void. It must accomplish that whereunto I send it. And as it is in heaven, so it is where? I even want to say this. The challenges you threw up with that message, it can be dealt with. It's because an apostolic council or team have not met to address it. In Ezekiel chapter 9, God told the man, he said, there are certain men in this city that devise wicked counsel. You remember that? So he said, go ahead and prophesy certain things over it. And he did. And then men died until Ezekiel started interceding again. You're going to kill everybody. So I was in my city and this guy shows up. Just a magician, a Simon of Sorcerer. Came in. If you see what he was doing, if you see what he did with women, married women, if you see what he was doing, collecting, that's wrecking families. He would wreck their phones, wreck because his own, he came out, I don't want to even mention, not to authenticate, some of the things. At first, we're watching, is this real ministry? It's not that Paul was deceived. No, sometimes discernment takes time. He wasn't deceived. Actually, the Bible said he got grieved in his spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit and you come in contact with falsehood, the Holy Spirit inside you will be reacting. Sometimes discernment takes a little while. Yes. You want to be sure that you are not cutting down something that God planted. So we're watching, we're observing until the fruits, like you said, started coming out. Fruits. If you see what they were doing. And so finally, we called for a prophetic. You know, just a team of serious-minded ministers came together. And by the time we finished discussing and everybody brought up whatever, there was no... So we had to do activation. You know, one time, the prophet Elisha was angry because of some kind of kings that came to meet him and they needed his help. There was one good man among them, Jehoshaphat. But the other ones were aligned with Baal, with the house of Ahab. So he was very angry. He said, "Were it not that I respect the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't have even come out to see you guys." By the time he finished scolding, no activation. No. You know, understand what I'm talking about? So to do activation, he said something. Bring me what? Dozen. He said, bring me a minstrel. And the Bible said, when the minstrel played, then level two came into operation. The hand of the Lord came upon me. Maybe I should show you this. First Samuel chapter 10. Maybe I should show you this. This is why this thing happens a lot. Verse 5. First Samuel chapter 10, verse 5. This is why you see it in the Bible a lot. Most of the time, the prophets of Israel have learned this secret. Paul had an encounter with Samuel the prophet, so he told him, when you start going, certain things will happen. One of the things you will meet is a band of prophets. And look at how he described it. You will come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass that when you are come there, to the city, you will meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place. With what? Psalteries, tablets, pipes, harps, before them, and what? So these people have this culture of activation. They is now their pattern. They have finished service, so they are going home because they are coming down from the high place. But even on the way, they are still keeping this thing. I thought they would cool down the anointing a little. The aircraft has landed. They are still keeping this. You know what will happen if we create that culture in our homes, in our workplace? You're going to work in the morning, you have a worship tape playing. Instead of listening to... You know, we have our boys and they're doing well in the entertainment industry, but they won't help you in this business. They will keep you down in the flesh. If that's what you're listening to, maybe there are times we need to laugh and a couple of others, but I don't want to offend anybody, you know. There are holy laughters too. We need them in the kingdom, but you're going to walk in the morning and all that. You can create that culture. You can have your spirit always filled with the word and filled with God's presence. And then whenever anything now shows up, you can address it directly and your gun is already loaded, so you create the same result. Have you noticed that in heaven, worship is 24 hours? I don't mean church service. I don't mean worship service. I don't mean worship service. Everybody in heaven is not worshiping 24 hours. Don't get me wrong. They eat there too. It's time for other things. The Bible said there was silence in heaven for about 30 minutes. How do they know time there? I thought it's eternity. So it's not confusion that they have there. There is order there. But God created a system. I had been given the privilege twice. One of the things that shocked me, one of those privileges, this vision I'm talking about, one of those times, this music, this wash, this thing is everywhere. At one time, I was on the street. We're talking about the street of God. So something occurred to me that I need to find out if they heed speakers, because there are flowers and vegetation on both sides of the road. Everywhere you go is a garden city. Something occurred to me that there must be some speakers hidden behind those trees and flowers. So I left the road and actually went in. No speaker. And then it looked like the leaves are the speaker. I don't understand it. Everywhere you are. So when I came back after the experience, I went and wired my house. I have a little garden behind. Wired speakers everywhere. Put this thing that rotates. Put this. This is different from church service or worship service. Then there are living creatures around the throne. There's nothing like NEPA taking light there. There's no breaking transmission. I'm not yet glorified, but I'm cultivating, learning the art of practicing God's presence to the level that when somebody comes to find me with a dying child, he won't meet the prophet deflated. And I said, bring me Dustin, and Dustin is in London singing. Oh, bring me a minstrel, and the minstrel has traveled somewhere. No. You don't have to depend on a ministry. You can become one for yourself. Become a worshiper. Become an intercessor. Become a wardite. And that's part of one of the greatest secrets of activation is praying in the Holy Spirit. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Okay. Just one thing and we'll... I want to do three practicals here now. Can we do some practicals?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I hear that in Lagos, I heard, so I don't know how true it is, but they say husband is hard to find. Or maybe wife. Are there some people who want to get married? They are of age. We're not talking about children. They're of age. Or some people, time is passing. You want to resolve that? These are some of the things I do. Because, you know, when they talk about miracles, sometimes we focus on only sick people. The sick people will be my last tonight. Since 1, 2, 3. The word of God is prophetic already. Okay. Isaiah 34, verse 14. Just watch. We're going to activate this one. Pastor Poju, you will do far more wedding this year. It will be like 4 years or 3 years or 5 years packed up in one. It will be like clearance. If I show it to you in the word now, you see the legal basis for it. Because somebody is saying, Pastor David, how? Okay, watch now. This Isaiah, and I can show you more scripture, but we have to move. Isaiah 34, verse 14. God said here that all the beasts, all the animals, including birds, including snakes, none of them lack their meat. If they don't, how can his children then do? Watch, the wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island. Not monkey and horse. Monkey. And then male and what? Female. Okay, go on. The satyr, this is a bird, shall cry to his fellow. The screech owl shall also rest there and find for herself this a nest. Everyone say family. Say a home. And find for herself a place of rest. Verse 15. There shall the great owl make her nest and lay egg. This, everyone say eggs. Everyone say eggs. Lay and hatch. Say children. Okay, watch. And gather under her shadow. There shall the vulture, even vulture gets a mate, also be gathered. Everyone with what? I don't know if you know that the Bible said that even the birds of the air, none of them falls to the ground without your father's notice. And when he was talking about that you worry about something, he said even none of the hair on your head will fall to the ground because God has them numbered. Now, Jesus now said, oh, you of little faith. If God so cares for the flowers of the field that is there today, tomorrow they fall. He cares for the birds. How can he not care about his children? Now watch, he said, no, go back. There's one more line. He said, even the vulture, the ugly vulture gets a wife and husband. Everyone will have mate. Now, add verse 16. Can we read it together? 1, 2, go. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth he has commanded. And my spirit he has gathered. Do you see the technology at the ending? Did you see the technology at the ending? How does God do it? Because Jesus said, whatever I see my father do, that's what I do. Now, as God's children, as sons of God, your job is to learn the technology of heaven. Implement it, you get the same result. How does God cause all of these beasts, all of these animals, all of the creation? He not only made them with the word of his mouth, he made them by the spoken word. He governs and regulates them by the spoken word. So since that day, I've seen some of the worst cases. Even 60-year-old get married, and so single, beautiful. Even a lady without teeth, that is just some loss of front teeth, not all the teeth. Some get married. Somebody, because when they design Vibo, they designed it for somebody. When they design S-Class, they designed it for somebody. You were designed with somebody in mind. You say, I'm too lepacious, I'm so slim, nobody will look at me. You don't understand. One doctor came looking for, he said, Pastor, the only thing that tickles me is fat legs. If the girl doesn't have fat leg, I said, haven't you been looking well? You see some people that are 7 feet, that are 6 feet something. You think so every man likes them tall. I work with the late Pastor Beam. I travel with her and her husband, campuses, a lot of projects that we did in those days. And I'll tell you something. From her, my wife got a revelation. My wife wears 6 inch under her. So when you see me working with her, she'll be doing like this. She bought the height under. It's from Pastor Beam. Some people like it. I'm one of them. Because we are created. Why is it that green cars sell? When I see someone buy green, I say, oh my God, what is all this? I go to Dubai, every car white. I say, what is wrong with this country? Why do they like it white? A whole SUV white. No, me, I like it black. Oh, but they spray some blue because they have customers in their mind. That's how God designed us. One of our pastors came to me. He was looking for, he said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. He said, when I'm in the night, I put my hand, the pillow will be full. I need the thing.
I need the thing round. I was shocked. God has customer for every product. Stand up on your feet. Let's implement this one now. If you don't need it, look for somebody that needs it, that have been giving you a headache. You don't command Pastor Poju to come. You don't try that. This is not where you say, the pastor said trait is specific. So I want to claim Pastor. You don't do that. Meanwhile, the product is off the shelf. It's no more in the market. That will be covetousness combined with other sins. Because he said, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. So that's not what we're talking about. You don't go calling me without my will. You can't command me against my will. That's not what we're talking about. Call for the man that is designed for your destiny. Who is will fit your life, fit your personality, that God has designed. And I need to also say this. There are many size 46 in the market. If you wear 42, there are many size 42. So don't go and say, if it's not this person, I will die. So if somebody left, don't get into bitterness. Let him go. If you're a person of faith, go back to the bank and place an order. Is somebody hearing what? Let's lift up our hands. Oh, okay. One more thing. You don't have to use it for spouse. It could be for prophetic relationship. It could be for business relationships. It could be for but anything. There are prophetic arrangements. You see how those bones found their bones? How each one knew? Yes. Lift up your hands. You command it. Call it forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call forth my destiny partner. The man or the woman you have planned, you have designed to fit into my life. Two of us can pursue our destiny together. It doesn't matter where he is, whether he's in America, whether he's on the other end of the world. Father, I call him forth. I call him forth. Cause our path to cross. And when we meet, like negative and positive charges that pull each other, do you know there are some of you, three new relationships, one particular relationship entering your life this year? Oh. Don't worry, we have a session in the morning. We'll tidy it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the angels of God go forth to cause it to happen. Let the Holy Spirit arrange it, Lord. Everywhere we turn. Everywhere. Everywhere. This 2023 will be a year of prophetic relationships of all types. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command it to be so. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.